So I just wanted to try and pick up on some of the themes, just tie it back to the story. The story is about preserving what is of the church, finding what can serve that end. And so Judah, in a positive sense, represents a desire to preserve what is of the church, which within us are those things that support the spiritual life. And in a negative sense, he's a desire to preserve it for his own sake. So this kind of two aspects that sit in balance there, which probably reflects a lot of what's being shared here tonight. So there needs to be a opening up and an exposing of motives. I mean, that's what logopraxis puts us in front of, puts us in front of the proprium in the hope that we come into a place of acceptance that what truths teach concerning the proprium are actually true. And that's what frees us from it. So while we are still in a state of denial and unbelief about, I think, you know, it came up that we're born into evils of every kind, and we find it difficult to see how that can be. So that's the Lord's mercy at work there. But we have to come to accept that what truths teach is actually true. And this is the idea of affirmative doubt, which is also referred to as the affirmative principle. So while I mightn't be able to see how something is true, I choose to hold to what the word says, that it is true, despite my lack or inability to see how it might be true. And that opens up a possibility to be able to see something. The story is also about how things can be preserved until the Lord comes. There's talk in here about how when the real presents itself, the representations are no longer needed. And that works in a cyclic way. So while we are struggling with, say, negative states, negative thoughts, negative feelings that are arising as we are engaging in our work, we hold on to perhaps what is more of a element that is linked to self-preservation, or perhaps just something that just is a patterns of thinking that we have from our historical faith. We hang on to those as a means of just preserving something until the Lord comes. So that's what a lot of the battle is about. Thing to remember in all that is that at this level of life, and I say this in a qualified sense because I'm not 100% certain, but I work on the basis that at this level of life, I'm not going to ever make the ideal. The ideal is important, but it's there to inspire me to work. So at this level, it is about working toward the ideal. And in that very structure is tension and struggle. Just by definition, you know, we have an ideal about what the heavenly life looks like, and we can hold that lightly because it's probably not that, but it serves for now. And then we see all those things that stand opposed to it. And that's what the story is about. And Onan, and it all has to be brought out into the open so that it can be brought into awareness where it can be dealt with. You know, we can't avoid this process. The word describes has to come to pass. So when we apply that to our own work, then it has to come to pass because that's what the word describes. It describes the very processes that we have to pass through in order for those things that are of disorder can be put into order. So the very thing that the Lord did through coming into the world and reordering the heavens and subjugating the hells, all that work has to be done at an individual level as well. And so that's what spiritual work is. There's kind of a need just to come into a sense of acceptance of the fact that struggle, temptation, molestations, fastations, it's part of the deal because there's no other way. So the Lord is right in there. And all of that is the Lord's mercy at work. It's his love working to bring us into the fullness of what's possible so far as becoming a form, our mind becoming a form of charity is concerned. So It's about perspective, I suppose, and being able to hold on to the big picture as we struggle in the more sort of personal aspects of what's presenting for us in life.
So far as our work with the word is concerned.